Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is October 19, Friday, 2019, day 291. Today's topic, God will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know and you will accomplish. You will be able to accomplish. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 118 verses 1 to 4, Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 1 to chapter 34 verse 22, 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 to 16, Proverbs 25 verses 23 to 24. Today I've got two main passages. The first one, Jeremiah chapter 33 verses 1 to 3. While Jeremiah was still confined in the courtyard of the guard, the word of the Lord came to him a second time. This is what the Lord says. He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. The second passage is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy, when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Let's have the time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, God will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know and you will be able to accomplish. Really? Yes, of course. The past few hours, I have been counting God's gracious acts on me since 1974. What happened in 1974? I was in a choir members' retreat of my home church, Holy Trinity Church, Kowloon, in Hong Kong, in St. Christopher Orphanage. The Lord woke me up early in the morning around 5 to 6 a.m., and I walked out of the dormitory to the small chapel. I saw a big Bible opened there on the altar, and I walked to the altar and I read. It was open to Jeremiah chapter 18 of the passage about the porter and the clay. I knelt down in front of the altar and wept, crying out to God to give me a chance to be accepted by the Chinese University of Hong Kong to study music. God said to me, if you admit you are just a piece of clay and be willing to be shaped by me, I will answer you and to tell you great and unsearchable things. I will shape you into a vessel for my use and to glorify my name. The Lord uses today's passage to lead me to count his blessings the past 45 years that he has been leading me numerous times, telling me of those great and unsearchable things I do not know. The Lord also reminds me using how Paul reminds his disciple Timothy from 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses 12 to 16 of how he has been changing me the past 45 years. God used Paul to shape Timothy for just a few years and accomplished. But because of my stubbornness, self-centeredness, and rebelliousness, God has used 45 years and not yet accomplished. Thank you, Lord. How about you? How can you count the Lord's blessings and give thanks to him? Let us pray. Help us to count your blessings and to trust in you that when we pray to you, you will tell us great and unsearchable things that we do not know and be able to accomplish. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and imitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to count your God's blessings and to trust in the Lord that when you pray to him, he will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know and be able to accomplish. Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.